When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Solo segment, Jay Foreman on Old School. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients for Butcher Shop. You see me live and effect in the podcast studio. And I want a quick segment here. Not a quick segment, but about a 10-minute segment, 15-minute segment on the possibilities of where college football possibly will go in the next 2 to 3 years, 2025, 2026. I've been on record of saying that the articles that you see coming out periodically about conference realignment, super conferences, two conferences, you know, breaking off from everybody else and having a super leagues going against each other, the possibility of having to win your way up into the upper echelon of college football, kind of like a plan of European soccer. You can get regulated, deregulated, so forth and so on, is starting to become more prevalent, and it's starting to come out on a more than just a periodic. This is consistently coming out. And let's not forget, right after the 12-team playoff was announced and then people started to, you know, come to terms with it, you saw a quick article come out about the possibility of 16 teams. That is letting you know that they are doing trial and error, see how people react, seeing how college football administration groups in athletic departments and everything else, TV executives would react to it. And here's another article that came out, Yahoo Sports. New college athlete compensation model may cost power schools $300 million each over 10 years, essentially $30 million a year budget for athlete compensation. And obviously what it's telling me is when you have that money set aside, that means athletes will become employees. And then also in this article, it's wide ranging, and it was from Scottsdale. And that's based on after Dave Aranda went down to Scottsdale to or got caught, and he was doing an article. He was heading down to Arizona Cardinals to not only just watch football practice, but get into the administration side. So what it's telling me, and we're going to bounce all over the place, what it's telling me is college football, head coaches in college football will not only be head coaches, they're going to be quasi GMs, they're going to be administration guys, and also they're going to be salary cap managers, or have to know the salary cap good enough to make decisions on who they bring in, who they cut, who they keep, and who they possibly could go get from a coaching standpoint, player standpoint, or executive standpoint moving forward. That's one part. Then they talked about the possibility of kids becoming employees, which everybody thinks is a good deal. I'm going to dive into that and give you about 2 or 3 good minutes on that with the possibilities of the positive outcomes and negative outcomes, and when it does happen, what they could be facing. From my experience as a former NFL player, which was actually an employee, one sneaky thing they talked about is allowing everybody that's on a team. So on Nebraska's team, if they have 115 guys, everybody could be on scholarship. That doesn't mean they will. I'm sure they would have a floor limit, but then everybody, however big your roster is, everybody could be on scholarship. Now, listen, that could be predicated on wins, losses, revenue, TV contracts, and overall branding. So if you see a team and they might be a full roster of scholarships, somebody doesn't perform, you lose a big game, you lose brand awareness, somebody gets in trouble, negative publicity affects the bottom line, all of a sudden you're going to see see scholarships getting pulled. Also, it talked about the $30 million getting supplemented by the $1.3 to $2 billion of back pay from the NCAA. So essentially for each team, it would be about a $2 million kicker. So it would be anywhere from $26 to $30 million or you get $2 to $4 million relief. But what people don't understand is right now, the way it stands, and this is new, where the Big Ten and the SEC, they get 53% of the revenue share. That's up because they were at 38% previously. Why is the change? Well, when you look at the college football playoffs, all the best teams generally is dominated by the Big Ten and the SEC. Obviously, with Alabama and Georgia and LSU, the national championships, and obviously Ohio State and Michigan, rightfully so. Now, it's also letting you know that was negotiated based on brand power, money power, college football power. We have the best teams and the best coaches, so forth and so on. And also could let you know what they possibly could use as their negotiating tool in the future. If 38% wasn't enough, 53% is something that makes you, you know, gives you a little bit more ability to, you know, sleep better at night. But it also lets you know once they're over 50%, those two, if they're in partnership, have control. I don't know how that 50%, 53% is split, if it's 50-50 between those two. But when it comes to negotiation, power rules over it along with money. They bring in enough money and have enough money. If you've seen some of the ways that they were able to construct their rosters as far as NIL deals, they do have the control. And so the landscape of college football is slowly but surely changing. They're talking about the possibility of this happening in 2025. 2026 seems to be the latest, essentially in 2 years. If it's 2025 or 26, I'm here to tell you, flipping it to where athletes are employees into this type of model in any form or fashion in 2 years, it's not going to work out well. It's been going on for the way for college football has been one way all the way up until recently. We've seen NIL, right, and transfer portal and all this, and it's been an epic failure. The thought process is good. The reality of it hasn't been really good for college football. It's worked out for some players compensation wise. Majority of players it has not. The transfer portal was worked out for some players, right, where you transfer. Justin Fields goes from Georgia to Ohio State, first round pick. You know, Addison goes from Pittsburgh to USC, first round pick. That you've seen it, right? We've seen guys here come to Nebraska and have good careers and end up going, you know, possibly to the NFL. Trey Palmer, Touré, and all that stuff. But there's a lot of guys that are in the portal that have been in the portal for years and have not found a home. They went into the portal and had to go down a level, whether it was forced or they jumped into the portal. They can't jump back out sometimes. And we've seen guys manipulate the way the portal goes and the NIL, right? We've seen Proctor from the big offensive lineman originally from Iowa, goes to Alabama, goes in the portal, has a pit stop in Iowa City, picks up to $100,000 to $150,000 of cold hard cash, goes back in the portal, and is back in Tuscaloosa. He's probably going to start for Alabama here next year. So as much as the schools have benefited and manipulated the system, the players have learned the business of manipulating the system. And the reason why both have been able to do it, obviously the administration, the NCAA, has been manipulating the system to tenfold for years. The schools have as well, right? But not to...
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The magnitude that it is right now. Now the players are doing it. Why? Because they don't have any regulation or set rules. They're starting to give you some, but they started to regulate how many, when you could, you know, you're gonna have one free transfer. Well, now you have unlimited transfers, but you for sure have two as long as you are at the time that you go into the portal in good academic standings. Now you're gonna start to see administrations and players learn how to manipulate the academic system. Now you're getting into a whole different ball of wax just to get your name in the portal to possibly get a new start and a new check from a new team, let alone when you become employees. And this is a big segment here, or this is my opinion here. It's great that people think, you know, they should be employees and be unionized and they should be part of the process and get a small piece of the pie of revenue sharing. We'll stop right there. There, according to this article, there will never be a set percentage of revenue sharing. So that what that lets me know is, like music executives, they when they talk about your masters, we'll pay you off your masters. We're paying you what you think you need to get, or we're going to keep the rest and we're going to have ownership. So yes, being where you have insurance, you'll have essentially a paycheck. You will be a part of revenue sharing. You will have a seat at the table. Right? One seat. And the way I look at it, just, have you ever seen those shows where you see lawyers, they go into the big executive room and there's 20 seats? Well, you'll have one. You might have two. Everybody else is going to be the decision makers and you won't have any power. Okay, here's from a player's perspective. All right. When you are a employee, yes, you'll get a check. Some will be paid higher than the others. Yes, you will have negotiating power. Yes, you will have a union or a leadership that's going to potentially look out for you. That sounds good and dandy. Guess what happens when you're an employee? You're going to be held to standards that you have to uphold on a daily basis. So if you don't feel like going to class, if you don't feel like attending practice, if you miss an appearance, if you miss a workout, you potentially could be fired or suspended without pay, fired without any pay. So you might not be getting a golden parachute package. You will just be fired in and out of the door. That what that means is if you don't make an appearance for a car dealership, car could be gone. If you don't play well, you could be cut and be sent to the portal or sent home. Yes, you have insurance, but that would be all subjective. They will be able to circumvent the system, decide when you got hurt, how you got hurt, and try to pass the buck. That's all. That's some of the negatives. The positives are you will have a, if you have good union leadership, you have people that will look out for you, that will be able to go fight battles that you aren't able to go fight right now, based on that they will be your union leaderships and stuff like that. All that's good and dandy if they're truly working for you. You've seen at the NFL, Goodell's working for the owners. The NFLPA leadership has been shown that they've, in some form or fashion, have been looking out for the betterment of the league and not the former players. When you talk about, you have guys walking around, including myself, you know, with tons and tons of injuries, and not having any type of, you know, for disability or anything like that in, you know, for long-term care and stuff like that, it's not there. So you got to make sure that you know what you're getting into, and schools need to start saving for it right now. Part of the potential, you know, what you're going to have to do with NIL or NIL coming in-house, you're going to have to set aside money for legal battles. And you're going to set it aside for, you know, players' long-term health. You're going to set aside for players' long-term education. You're going to set, you know, money aside to for future expansion of your stadium, of your campus. The campuses will be start, or the stadiums will start to become NFL stadiums. So it's essentially, for the longest time, the NFL, they had NFL Europe, but they've never had a minor league system, a true minor league system. The best thing for the NCAA, if you want to still call it the NCAA or college football, is find a way to partner with the NFL to be their minor league system. You don't have to be affiliated with the team. You want to be affiliated with the NFL. The NFL has done it right for the most part. There's some things they know they should do better. But how to build a league, a minor league that, because essentially this is going to be the breeding ground to go to the NFL. If you think it's going to be student athlete anymore, if it goes the way this, you're sadly mistaken. It's going to be sports. And then if you want to go back to, or go to school, it will be somewhat optional. And so, you know, with the way it's going, you know, I think the best thing, if there is some sort of leadership group, maybe it'd be Nick Saban and the usual suspects can get together, get on the same page and approach the NFL, Roger Goodell and the ownership on how to do it. That number one, to create a product that's going to last, right? And then be able to expand, but then also have it to where it is a true minor league system, because that's where the players potentially could go. Now, the numbers aren't going to change. It's 6.5% to go from high school to college. There's 1% that gets drafted, and it's 0.001% of that ends up making it. And it's probably even lower than that ends up being a vested veteran. But at the end of the day, the best thing that they could do, along with really taking a little bit more time before they start to go down here in 2025 and 2026, is to really approach the NFL and have some back channel conversations with them to try to do it the right way. Because if you go out there, potentially this is the you know, bottom falling out. If you step out there and you try to do something to this magnitude and within a year or two, and it doesn't work out right, 10 years from now, you could lose your piece of the pie as far as the stability and the growth of college football and the magnitude that it brings to the United States of America. Because what will happen, Will, is if you, in my opinion, if you have two leagues that end up being, you know, the Super League, they could take everything and say, you know what, we'll play in the stadiums, and that will be, you know, that will be pay-per-view, but then we'll stream games, and then we'll just go off on our own and create our own revenue stream. And then the games that are on, you know, the Mac Tuesdays and Wednesdays, the Friday night games, the regular Saturday games outside of the two super conferences or a super conference, well, then they will just be left, you know, with crumbs. And so that's where majority of college football is played. That product won't be very good. And then what will happen is that it'll be the haves and the have nots. And then you'll be back to maybe kind of like where we were when I was playing, where there's only certain places that you'll be able to be seen on TV, certain places that will set you up to get to the NFL. And then they can get you inside of their encapsulated environment and then change the transfer portal rules. So this is all what if, and this is, who knows if I'll be alive and kicking by then, but that's my thoughts on this article here. It came out on Yahoo Sports. I'll probably tweet it out, or we'll have 93.7 The Ticket and Austin Orman and the old school social media tweet it out. But I want to give my opinion on this Friday. I thought it was very interesting. I'm going to dig in more to it and talk even more on it next week as well. But this is old school Jay Foreman solo edition, brought to you by the Mercado Certified PMIT Special Ingredients Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple up there in the O. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Austin Orman. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.